Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. The Targum Yonasan has a lot of fascinating elucidations this week in his translation of the Parsha. A lot of, you know, it's very challenging to find the comment that we were going to speak about, but I think we found one. But first, a few questions on one of the scenes in the Parsha. The scene in particular is the one with Lot and the destruction of Sodom and then five cities. So the Torah tells us that the Malachim came into town, and Chazal tell us, quoted by Rashi, that there are two Malachim coming in. One of them is Gavriel. He has a mission to destroy the town, and there's another one, Michal already left, actually, Raphael, and Raphael's job is to save Lot. So these two Malachim come in. And Lot sees them, Lot right there on their way to the town square. Lot chases them, pulls them over and says, please come over. And they say, no, we're going to sleep here. And the pasuk says that he pressured them a lot. And finally, they go along with him. He brings them to his house. And then, you know, everything really goes down from there. The house is surrounded by the Sodomim and big mess. And that results in Malachim revealing their plan. They save Lot, destroy the city. Now, some obvious questions that come here that, you know, obvious but really could be overlooked, is that we know what their goal is. One of them has a mission to save Lot, and the other one has a mission to destroy Sodom. So really, one of them should go to the town square, and one of them should be going to Lot's house. They shouldn't both be walking together. And also, if they're trying to save Lot, then why do they completely bypass Lot? Right? Why are they starting going to the town square? And not only that, but even when he invites them, they don't come to him until he pressures them. So really, there's a bunch of questions here. And in order to answer this, I want to take a look at the pasuk in Yud Ches Chof Aleph. Hashem says, in a prelude to the destruction of Sodom, and a prelude to his conversation with Avraham about his destroying Sodom, says, "Erado nover hakataka saha ba'ilai asu kala." I'm going to go down now, Hashem says, with all the theological problematic implications here. I'm going to go down and check out Kaviyachol, so to speak, whether if the cry that's coming out from any of these cities is you know, indeed what they do, and kala, if so, then I'm going to destroy them. V'imlo eda, and if not, I'm going to know. If this is not the case, this cry coming out is not what they do, then I'm going to know. Rashi elaborates over here, eda ama esa, I'm going to know what I should do, and maybe punish them a little bit without giving them complete destruction. Now, the Targumim over here are very interesting. First, we'll start with Targum Unklus, says that, right, avadu abedi mahon gmeira. So if they indeed do what seems that they do, then I'm going to destroy them completely. And then he says, imla, instead of saying what the pasuk says, v'imla eda'a, if not, I will know. So Unklus says, v'imtoivin, that will happen if they do not do tshuva, if they do not return. Vim taivin, but if they do return, lo ispara, I will not punish them. So already the Targum Unklus added something, the part about tshuva, that I'm going to destroy them if they don't do tshuva. However, if they do tshuva, then I will. Then I will not punish them. And Targum Yonasan says something similar also, right, that avadu gemera hinun chayvin v'im avdin tisuva, and if they do tshuva, halo hinun kadamai zakoyin k'madala yades v'la ispara. So the Targum Yonasan adds, what does it mean in the pasuk when he says Hashem says, I'm going to destroy them. V'im lo eda'a, and if not, I will know. So Targum Yonasan understands that. V'im, and if they do tshuva, lo eda'a, I will not know their sins. Meaning I will make it as if they don't have any sins. If they do tshuva. So the Targum Yonasan both include the possibility of tshuva over here. That, you know, there's part of the story. We kind of, you know, have this idea that Hashem is going in to see, is it yes or is it no? Is the sin going on or is the sin not going on? And it's just a question of metzias, of the facts on the ground. Are they, you know, is this avera, indeed an avera or not? But the Targumim understand it to be that there is an opportunity for tshuva here, that there's something can turn around. What is the opportunity for tshuva? Well, seems to be the fact that these two strangers are walking into town. That we're giving them one last chance to see, can they host guests properly? So the Malachim are sent, perhaps for that purpose. That it's not just that they're sent to destroy the town and to save Lot, but also they're sent to see if people will take them in. Just like Avram took them in, so will other people take them in? And could be that's what, that answers our questions. It could be that's why they bypass Lot, because they don't necessarily need to save Lot yet. They need to see if they're going to destroy the town yet, and they might not destroy it yet. It depends. Are the people going to do tshuva? When they have one more chance to do achnasas arachim, the people of Sodom, and take in these two anashim, that really malachim, that look like anashim, these two people, are they going to take them in or not? That's the question. And Lot is insistent. He invites them over. He pressures them. So they end up going along with Lot. And still, the test has failed, obviously, because, you know, maybe it would be tshuva if they would have done it themselves, or maybe even the tshuva would be to at least let Lot host them. But of course, when they reveal themselves to not even to be so anti-Hachnasas Arachim that they're going to torture Lot's guests, it's not even just like a financial thing from their end, that they don't want to spend their own resources on these guests, but they don't even let Lot do so. So that's clearly not doing tshuva there. Clearly, as Rashi says, Omdim b'merdam, they're standing in their rebellion. They have not done tshuva, and their din is sealed, and the cities are destroyed. But this expectation for a potential tshuva that we see in Targum Yonasan and Targum Onkelos is a new way to view this scene, that it's not just Hashem inspecting the facts on the ground, but giving them one last chance at tshuva. Unfortunately, they fall short, but it's a call to us to remember. You know, you never know which mitzvah opportunity and chesed opportunity that you have in front of you is actually your big chance that Hashem is counting on, a big opportunity to do tshuva, and hopefully we should maximize them all. Have a beautiful Shabbos.